Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is having a grand time, especially the fathers of the world. I would like to say happy Father's Day to each and every responsible, loving, caring father that's out there on the airways. Happy Father's Day. We have our co-host in the house, Minister D, which is a father today and forever.
What's up, everybody? Happy Pappy Day.
I'm a
Pappy. Look, we're just going to go sanctify it. Lift your hands and say, I'm a Pappy. I'm a Pappy. We got a great show today, y'all. I'm excited. No, but I have to say, giving honor to all the fathers, not just the fathers, but the father figures. You know, any man that's an inspiration to any person's life, I salute you. You know, they like to say, well, I'm the mama and the daddy. No, you can't. You cannot be both. You got to be one or the other.
Yes,
and today, we are saluting.
Amen. Now, we got a little disputed here. We got a little disputement. We have a little disputement. You can't
disputement.
A dispute.
See, I'm going to go back. See, if God wanted you to be both, he'd have gave you the equipment to do both.
Well, let's put it like that. We have mothers out there that have the responsibilities of both.
Yes.
And I say, just like I sent a little text out this morning, any woman can be a mother, but it takes a mamma jamma mom to be a dad, too.
Yes, my. See, you know, it's a lot of absentees out here. If it wasn't for so many absentees, you wouldn't have so many, you know, mothers having to claim this title. But we ain't talking about them today. We talking about the responsible.
That's right.
That's hanging there now, taking that beating. Today, there have been a whole bunch of oxtail dinners cooked. There have been a lot of ties bought, a lot of drills bought, a lot of socks bought.
Yes.
And maybe a couple of recliners that's being wore out today because they kick back with their feet up, enjoying their day. Now, you know, I understand, you know, fathers, they don't get all the pageantry and pomp and circumstance like mama do. You know, all the restaurants are empty today, but mama's day, you about can't get in there. You got to take a reservation a week in advance. But however, happy
right.
Absolute. Anyway, what's going on, Globy? What's going on?
Other than pampering the baby today, which y'all the fathers. On our agenda today, we're going to really be talking about a little bit about the EOTM Awards that's going to be in Hollywood, California, that's going to be coming up.
That's the
gig right there. That's it. And we're on recording artist Lisa McGlone. She's going to be in the studio today. From her. So we want to start out with a little something-something. Don't we want to start out with a little something-something from Lisa?
Let's see. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it.
Okay, we got a little segment that Lisa want to throw out to all the fathers in honor of saying Happy Father's Day to them. Is that all right?
Let's do it.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day from Lisa McGlone.
All right. Oh. I love it. That's my girl. Real quick, Lisa McGlone, a vocalist, songwriter. She's worked with Percy Beatty, Candice Staton, Wayne Lizzy, Bill Maxwell, Scott Smith, Babby Mason, Derek Lee, Vanessa Mitchell, Maurice Starr, Ronnie Song, Daniel Winans, Sanchez Harley, Vance Taylor, just to name a few. Right now, she's preparing to record a live DVD with an orchestra, with some of the proceeds of the sales to go to the Fight for Lupus. Lisa succinctly states that I am simply a songwriter who loves to sing and to share my music. Lisa, where you at?
Lisa, where is she? She on her way.
On the way? That was a good intro, too.
That was good. Hey, there it is. Now, there it is. But while we waiting on Lisa, we gonna play a little something for all the fathers in the house. Glory and Praise by T. Lynn.
We've come to give glory and praise, honor and reverence to our King.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord,
Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh, Lord, we give you the praise.
For you are great and mighty. For you are mighty in battle.
Oh, Lord, we give you glory.
praise today.
Glory!
Independent gospel artists is in the house today. And
yeah, that's a hot book out there.
Here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Y'all know nothing about that.
Glory! See, this is what I'm talking about. See, the independent artists are the ones that slept on. You know, now don't get me wrong, nothing against, you know, the big artists that's really out there, you know, selling all the CDs and stuff like that. But the independent artists, y'all sleeping on these people. Y'all are sleeping on these people.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey.
Wonderful. Enthusiastic people that's out there and they're trying every day just to give y'all, to give an ear to hear. They have an anointed spirit within them, also the talent of the gifts of God that he has placed within them. And we all need to be heard. You know, sometimes it's like, they're all right. They don't need to be heard. We got enough music. I never have enough music. Music is, what we call it, soothes the soul. You can never have enough music.
Especially So, you know, you get some of them songs that catch you riding down the road. See, you know, there's an old radio announcer named Tippy Calloway. You know, he got some of them songs, you call them a cartel up. See, some of them songs you ride down the road, you mess around, tear your car up because you you're patting your feet and stomping on the gas and hitting the brake because, you're stomping on the flowboat and you're weaving because your hands done come off the steering wheel and they all in the air, and you hollering and screaming, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, yes, yes. You know, and then you done got a ticket. But God is good anyhow.
He's always good. But what we going to do? Mr. D?
Yeah.
Okay. What we going to do? We going to run us another song. And then after that, we should have our guest in the house. Right now, we're going to bring to you a young lady called Claudia S. All the way from the Netherlands, y'all. I think.
Anybody who's listening to this song and who is going through something, know that you're not alone. God is right there with you. Have faith, pray, and learn how to wait. He will make a change. Mm-hmm.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day from Lisa McGlown.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-hoo. Once again, happy day. Globy, I'm trying to tell you, I am so excited. Only time I'm ready.
I say we're going to use that every day. We're going to use that every Father's Day, that song there. Happy Day.
Only time I'm really this happy is when I'm sitting in front of a plate of rib tips. Other than I am so excited. See, Globy, I'm just going to tell you now, this ain't even going. Globy, this not even going to be considered an interview. We just going to get ready to just chop it up. This family here, this my girl here. Sister, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm sorry I'm a couple minutes late. I had to make the Kool-Aid before my son came down to eat.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it is
awesome. But I'm glad to be here.
We are glad you're on. I've been waiting on this for a minute. I've been waiting. So we're just going to jump right on into it. Like I said, this ain't even an interview for me. Just give everybody a little snippet of how you got started in the industry.
Wow. I started when I was 12 as a drummer. I was actually a professional drummer. I started playing at 9.
Wow.
I started playing for a lot of different people. Played with the Winans, played the Commission, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Vicki Winans, and played for a lot of different churches throughout City, Toledo, Ohio, my hometown, and the Clark Sisters up in Detroit. Just played drums for several years. And then years later, I moved to Georgia and played for a few churches here, but then God started singing a little more, and people started actually having me do vocal sessions more. So I started doing singing. I actually started writing at 12. And went on the road with Daniel Winans. That was my first professional singing gig. With Angie and Debbie, toured with them. And then it just kind of grew from there. I started writing more and singing more than playing and ended up writing my own gospel album. And, you know, a few things happened before then. Recorded a song on Junior Vasquez, Sunday Evening Drive album, a song he recorded of mine, Went Gold in Europe. So that was fun. But I've been writing since I was 12. So it really just got in the singing, writing, producing more so in the past 10 years or so. And that's how it started. So I've been doing it ever since.
See, Globy, you know where I'm getting ready to go with this. She said she's been doing this since she was 12 and been playing drums since she was 9. Lisa, I got this ongoing thing where folks say, yeah, I've been singing since I was 12.
She said 12. Everybody else say 3.
I've been singing.
Well,
since
I've been singing since about 3. My family has been singing. My mom made us travel around the city and sing. My sisters and I, since from when I was probably 3-4 years old, I was actually in a formal group called the Sunbeams at age 7. We harmonized, had uniforms, had concerts.
It's a drum string. The Father, Son, and the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost thing. It's a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost thing. Okay, everybody starts at 3. Don't be a hater. We just all started.
Yeah. It kind of starts in the family. It starts at home.
Yeah, okay.
And
you kind
of branch out from there.
Now I'm just let y'all know. Now her sister, she got a couple of sisters. They can sing too. Now if they run a little deeper than this,
I might need to holler at y'all.
We have a song, the song on my Lisa McGlown and Friends album, Thankful. Anthem that I wrote, that's featuring the McGlown sisters.
See, I told you. Well, we're going to get into this first song, The Man I Want You to Be. And I like the song, especially for today being Father's Day, because you look at men as a whole and as fathers. The whole problem is, first of all, is we're not being the men that God have called us to be, you know, preaching our home, God-fearing, God-loving men. So, to me, this song goes out to the fathers, through the good and the bad. We still the pappy.
Let's do it.
Album. That's featuring James Musa Edwards.
I'm trying to tell you. See, you mess around and be, I'm telling you. So, Lisa, right now, since you've grown full circle in this gospel industry, where is this ride taking you right now?
Well, basically, I do gospel. I do a little jazz. I'm pretty versatile. I write everything. and sing and pretty much everything, you know, good music. I've done the album. The gospel music is a little cliquish, so you know,
cool,
I do everything. But I just, I'm sorry.
I said, tell me about it.
I can be honest with you.
No, but I'm not really into the industry.
You're
on glorious gospel vibes. You can be as truthful as you can be.
Okay. Okay.
Now come on, Lisa.
No, I'm not really into the gospel industry. I write gospel. God gives me songs, all kind of songs, and I sing. That's where my roots are. And so when he gives me the songs, I record them and I put them out there and send them to radio. And those who like them, they play them. And I get a pretty good amount of airplay. But in order to really be prosperous in the gospel industry, you have to be in a certain clique. And I'm not so tight to adjust the clique and to, compromise who I am and what I stand for. So I don't really expect a whole lot. My goal in that industry, or as far as gospel music, not the industry, is to put out songs that God gives me that touches my heart and put them out and hope that it'll touch somebody else's heart or penetrate someone else's heart. I have no desire to be a gospel star or in the crowd.
If God gives it to you, it's not only for you. It's mainly never for you.
Right.
It's always for someone else.
That part you shouldn't even have to worry about. Whether I make a lot of money off of it or not, it doesn't matter. It's getting the message out there and touching as much heart, as many hearts as I can, with what he's blessed me with. So that's how I view where I stand in that gospel industry, per se.
See, Lisa, you got a witness over here. See, Globy probably, yelling and about to fall out of her chair because, we've had this discussion a lot of times. But, it's good you brought up the jazz thing because, I'm going to go here now. Some of y'all are going to be able to handle what I'm saying. Some of y'all ain't.
Don't get too funky now because that's the route I'm trying to go now. I'm trying to go back into the jazz roots of my stuff now.
See, y'all married folk, y'all can't stay in the spirit all the time. Y'all need some y'all can
play. They listen to good love songs as well. Everybody likes good songs about love, good clean songs about love. You're not gonna come up with your mate,
In the living room in front of the fireplace and play Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Can I get some help? Oh my! I'm just saying.
I'm about to suck a car.
Is that what you do, Derry? You and your wife? Do you listen
That's
to
what you do?
Yeah, we come up and listen to Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross and I worship you for who you are. See, that's for some of y'all ain't gonna be able to handle it. You gotta be able to come out of the spirit sometime. Amen. Let me stop right there.
That's just real.
You better be glad I don't
reality.
Have no music on
this. There's a time and a place for everything.
That's good.
Lisa, I got a surprise for you. I didn't tell you I was going to put it on here, but Globy, you got to cue it up because this is about my favorite.
Here we go. Total extra.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
can say. My throat hurting right now. Just, oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, that's right. Food to Sherry.
I'm only getting the shuffle on. All I need is a rose in between my teeth.
And you can hear Derek in there. Derek's in there.
I wasn't gonna say that. I'll just, you know, I'm just sitting here, you know, enjoying it. But see, that's my jam now. See, you know, I just let that play for a while and just, you know, I start dancing. You know, you frowned up with your lips out.
Yeah, yeah. You see, that's the kind of song you can't just stand still. Cause especially when it get into that second part and y'all get the and she going, oh, child, please, ain't nobody been standing still. You gotta break it on down. You gotta break it down.
Yeah, that's my sister Sherry McGlown in Ezekiel 3, of which Derek is a member of. I have one of the best tennis sections in the world.
Yes, okay. I would agree.
Okay.
I would agree.
Diego Johnson, John, what's John's last name?
John Harris, J Boogie.
John Harris, yes.
Yeah. You know, so we had a ball with that project, Globy. I'm trying to tell you, we had an absolute ball.
That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to enjoy what you do. And it comes out so good. It comes out so good. The love is right there. What? In the music. There you go.
Yep. Thank you, sir. For people who want to get in contact with you, they want to, you know, they might need some vocal lessons. They might need you to write for them. They might need you to come sing. They might need you to. They might even need you to come play the drums.
They might need you to come play some drums or some jazz. You know, some jazz and some drums. Some drums. Oh, excuse me. I got that. I just want to throw that.
I had to play some drums, and I played the first time in 10 years last year. At Voices. No, not Voices.
Right,
of Faith. One
right
of those
right,
churches
right,
for Father's
right.
Day.
Hey, look, you can still do it. But if they want to get in contact with you, how can they get in? How can they reach you?
They can reach me at my email is Lisa McGlown. That's MCGL is in Larry OWN MCGLOWN #1 @ yahoo.com. Or they can find me on Facebook, they can find me on LinkedIn, they can find me on Reverb Nation, they can just Google me and find me. You can Google
Lisa
my name and find me.
Lisa McGlown 1 @ yahoo.com. Lisa, I have had fun for these few minutes. I really have.
I had fun. And I'm working on, I got a single coming out in about in August.
Uh-oh.
Food to My Soul, your song, Derek. You and Tawanda song, Food to My Soul.
See? We get feet.
We'll be out in August in a video.
I'm going to be putting some of this other stuff on for our broadcast. She got a nice song called Lovely Day. I'm telling you, y'all ain't ready for it. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa McGlown. Thank you, Lisa. Love you. Love you. Love you, girl.
Thank you. I've enjoyed being here. I love you, too.
Take care.
All right, I enjoyed you.
All right.
And you have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, and there you go. And there you have it, and there you have it. Right now we're going to go to Dennis Martin, Just Believe. Just believe it, y'all.
Gotta be strong and know that you're never ever alone. And if you get a little rough, sometimes you fall, but you gotta get up. I know that through him that things impossible. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Oh, my brother, sister, all you gotta do is believe. You will receive. Looking at the open, seeking you shall find.
bless the Lord. That was Ron Antone, ETAO, EOTM Awards editor. Phenomenal man. Phenomenal man. I think we had some technical difficulties earlier, and to repeat what was said, you know, just was going over some things about the EOTM Awards night in Hollywood, California, and just to all my friends, my fans, and family, just a reminder, and to go over the summary of it all, it's going to be happening on August 4th, 2013, and it's going to be a blast. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time there. We would like to, I would like to thank all the people who went to their social networks and voted for me, put in a good word for me. I thank you. Even if you lied, I thank you. I thank you, not to say, you know, you have to lie for me to thank you, but I appreciate what you did. Now, they're tallying up everything, and I would like for everyone to keep in me in prayer, not just for the award show, but for every endeavor that I have attempted to pertaining to the ministry of Jesus Christ. My struggle, I feel, has not been in vain. I'm telling you, I'm so grateful and ecstatic about what's going on with me and my music career and ministry. And because I enjoy working with people in the music industry, talented producers, musicians, and everybody and everyone who has dedicated their lives to the cause of spreading the good news, I just say thumbs up to everyone. The EOTM team, Carla Simpson, my friend Ron Antone, and others, I say keep up the good work, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to interview them on Glorious Gospel Vibes soon, maybe next week, hopefully. I would like everybody to tune in to hear this phenomenal entrepreneur as she sheds her light on the EOTM Media Group and all, you know, what it's all about. So, again, I would like to say thank you for your love, your votes, especially friendship to Glorious Gospel Vibes. I'm telling you, I am just so glad. Most of my friends and family have been there for me, and I'm just so appreciative. But most of all, my God has done everything he said he would do. His word has never sunk to sand, and I thank him for all that he has done for me and is going to do for me in this life of mine. And just to play a little something or for one of my CDs called You Were There, thank you.
Yeah.
always there, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Well, I'm telling y'all, today has been a wonderful Father's Day. I hope everybody has enjoyed today. And before we I go off the air, I would like to remind people, if you need to contact me, you can go to www.globemusic.com, Globe, G-L-O-B-E-E, music.com. It's my website. Also, you can go to my email, globemusic@gmail.com. Send me a hit. I would like to ask everybody to, if anybody knows of where I can get, like, people have been asking me about where can they get performer clothes. Somebody need to open up a performer clothes shop for just performers. I mean, you know, some bad outfits, you know. I'm not into fashion, but I know there's a lot of people out there that is. Go ahead and open it up. We will be in there. Somebody need to do that. Anyway, hit me up if you got any suggestions on that at globemusic@gmail.com. I appreciate it. You all tune in next week where we're going to hope to have more independent gospel artists here in the studio, and also EOTM Award Group. And you all tune in to check it out. I love you. God bless you. Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And y'all continue to be glorious. Ah!